The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Finally this morning, the straw hats, rounded specs, breeches and braces are out in force as fans of James Joyce celebrate Bloomsday, something that has become a week-long celebration of the great author continuing this weekend. It's well known that Joyce wasn't as brilliant with money as he was at writing, but he did have some great entrepreneurial ideas and has created his own industry. Tomás Kenny of Kenny's Bookshop has been giving it some thought.
There's a famous photograph of Joyce, standing outside a glasshouse, hands in his pockets, staring into the lens, handsome and composed. He's in a garden on North Circular Road, the home of his friend C.P. Curran. Joyce was often asked what he was thinking about when Curran took the photograph. "I was wondering would he lend me 5 shillings," was his response. Joyce was almost always in debt, and when he did have money, he'd invariably splurge lavishly on good food and white wine. White wine is like electricity. Red wine looks and tastes like liquefied beefsteak, he once declared. But that's not to say that he didn't have an entrepreneurial streak. He had several clever business ideas. For instance, he opened the first dedicated cinema in Ireland. He was notoriously protective of his intellectual property rights, and he even had plans to sell Irish tweed in Trieste. Most of his business projects didn't quite work out, but the ideas were definitely there. And they were there for his characters too. In Calypso, chapter 4 of Ulysses, Leopold Bloom wakes up, wondering, can he flog an ad? Later, he walks down Dorset Street, and as he passes Larry O'Rourke's pub, he wonders how all of the pubs in Dublin can make money, given just how many of them there are. Bloom is a savvy investor, an innovative thinker, an ad man always thinking ahead. Joyce, too, considered his long-lasting appeal. Speaking about the effect he was having on English writing, he said, "I've put in so many enigmas and puzzles that it will keep the professors busy for centuries, arguing over what I meant. And that is the only way of ensuring one's immortality." As he was so acutely aware, a whole industry would form around him. He wrote a handful of books, but now there are thousands upon thousands of books in dozens of languages about his work. Indeed, if you were so inclined, you could walk into a bookshop and find books breaking down his thoughts on ecology, disability, geometry, Jesuits, psychoanalysis, and the internal world of the replacement child. I have to stop. The tentacles of Joyce reach very far indeed. In place, too, hotels and cafes bear his name in Trieste, Zurich, and Paris, to name just a few. Nora Barnacle, the inspiration for much of his work, was from Galway. And accordingly, the Joycean industry extends there as well, to her house, which is a museum, but most poignantly, to Rahoon Cemetery on the outskirts of the city, where her teenage boyfriend lies. It inspired Joyce to write the wonderful poem, She Weeps Over Rahoon. Rain on Rahoon falls softly, softly falling, where my dark lover lies. Sad is his voice that calls me, sadly calling at grey moonrise. Love, hear thou. How soft, how sad his voice is ever calling, ever unanswered, and the dark rain falling, then as now. Dark to our hearts, O love, shall lie and cold, as his sad heart has lain under the moon-grey nettles, the black mould and muttering rain. The tourists now read the text of that poem in stone at the entrance to the cemetery. There are printers, publishers, sales reps, English lecturers, and historians who owe a part or all of their livelihoods to him. To be honest, I do too. Even butchers are grateful to Joyce, as sales of kidneys rise around this time of year as people seek to replicate Leopold Bloom's Breakfast in Ulysses. A mystery to me, given the description of the feast. Most of all, he liked grilled mutton kidneys, which gave to his palate a fine tang of faintly scented urine.
My admiration in listening to the remarks addressed to the youth of Ireland a moment since by my learned friend.
Bloomsday has a level of public interest in Peor that most people could only dream of. 101 years on from the initial publication of Ulysses, this shows no sign of slowing down. You can buy a first edition of Ulysses for anything up to 1.25 million. Letters he wrote about his difficulties in finding a printer for the same book reached 10 times their estimate at auction. You can even buy a recording of his voice. Joyce is big business indeed. He wanted to ensure his immortality, and now through his own works and through the industry that has sprung up around him, he has certainly achieved that. His 24-year-old self, standing at the glasshouse, staring down the lens, would have been proud. 5 shillings to 1.25 million, an epic level of inflation.
I heard these words, and their meaning was revealed to me from the Father.